We are now joined by Jeff Scott with the group Virginians for Responsible Energy. We're talking about that proposed wind farm project in Botetourt County on North Mountain, and today is the final day for public comment, and we're going to be talking about that project with Jeff Scott once again. Jeff, really quick, again, just first and foremost, today is the last day folks, I guess, can maybe file a public comment on that proposed wind farm project.
Yes, that's correct, Jim. So if you have comments you want to submit, of course, you can either hand deliver it to Apex Clean Energy in Charlottesville, or you can email your comments, and there's a comment address, email address called info@rockyforgewind.com. And then we would also suggest you email those same comments to the DEQ, and the email address for them would be mary.major@deq.virginia.gov.
Do you have any clue as to what happens after today, just from the permitting process? I mean, is there a chance after today for citizens to comment in any way, shape, or form? And is it really difficult for you to gauge or estimate where this thing could be headed after today?
Well, again, after today, presumably the regulation in Virginia for a wind facility of this size, which is less than 100 megawatts, is something called a permit by rule. And it's supposed to be a very streamlined process for the wind industry to be able to construct these facilities without going through the normal regulatory process of the State Corporation Commission, which is usually the agency that, you know, issues permits for example, Dominion Power and all the electric utility companies whenever they're building transmission lines, power plants, et cetera. Well, the wind industry has been able to get the state to pass this regulation called permit by rule, which makes it much simpler for them and fewer regulatory hurdles for them to get past in order to build something like this.
So now the Rockbridge supervisors here recently came out against it, citing concerns, talking about the impact on humankind, wildlife, water quality, the actual economic impact this might have, I guess, on the region,
right?
As well as, I guess, a few other things like perhaps just the amount of energy this is going to develop. Are those concerns that the supervisors recently raised in that letter that they sent to DEQ pretty much similar to yours, or do you guys have concerns above and beyond those five areas?
Well, those of course, are the big areas, and within those areas, there's a whole lot of details in each one of those. For example,
I mean, if you had to rank those five, how would you rank them? Could you rank them?
Oh.
the biggest concern, I guess.
Well, probably the number, I mean, I don't want to say number one because they're all so significant, but one is the claims that Apex has made about the amount of electricity that will be generated by this facility, these 500-foot tall turbines on top of North Mountain. They have claimed all along that, you know, generate enough electricity for up to 20,000 homes. And they did that without actually measuring the wind speeds on top of North Mountain. So, and we requested them to release their wind data. They refused to do that, saying it was proprietary information. We were able to obtain some wind data from a site not too far away that showed the wind speeds are very at a very minimum for being able to generate electricity. And so we had that data analyzed by a professional engineer, and they looked at it and said, at the most, we'll be able to generate enough electricity for 6,000 to 8,000 homes. So, you know, that's a real concern because, you know, we're talking about tax dollars here, because the wind industry gets some tax credits from the federal government for renewable energy, which is, again, you know, on the surface, is a good thing, but yet in this particular area, because of its environmental impacts, its scenic impacts, and the very little amount of electricity that's going to be generated, the taxpayers are basically paying to have this facility constructed. It's a dollar-for-dollar tax credit that investors get for building these facilities. So this facility is going to cost, I forget the exact number. I think it's over $100 million, maybe $150 or $200 million to build this. And basically, taxpayers are paying for this, and Apex has claimed, oh, well, this is going to be generating enough electricity for up to 20,000 homes. Well, we've proved that that's not true, and yet they keep making that claim.
And then there's the impact on, I guess, the ecosystem, the wildlife, and without question, I guess, the impact from an eyesore vista standpoint, I guess.
We've done, again, had people do studies and generated some maps based on the topography, and those turbines will be visible from every single magisterial district in Rockbridge County. So, obviously... closer you are, the more you'll, larger they will be, the further away. But they will be there. They will be seen from the Blue Ridge Parkway. They're going to be an eyesore. And, I mean, some people, claim they like to see that because it means we're doing renewable energy. And a lot of other folks, of course, come here to visit and to live because of the beautiful area, the scenery, the vistas that we get. And so, having these, again... to the tip of the blade, these are going to be 550 feet tall. The structure itself is taller, 350 feet is as tall or taller than the Wells Fargo Tower in Roanoke.